This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Father Tom, today, do you know? It's the end of the year. And it's the year of grace. Grace is being poured out upon you today through the merits of the Lord Jesus Christ, through his birth, through his passion, death, and resurrection. Open up your lives, your hearts, to the grace that's coming down like rain right now. And you don't need to be religious. People say, well, I'm not religious, and neither am I. I want to be faithful. A big difference, being religious and being faithful. I want to be faithful so that when I stand before the Lord, and I will, as you will, I can tell the Lord, by grace, I used what you gave me. I'm sure I could have done a better job, but you know what? I did what I could do. I looked for places where I could preach because I knew God gave me a gift to proclaim the word of God. Oh, yes. When I was first ordained, September 15th, 1979, on my days off, I used to go to places where I was invited to preach. People say, you're going to burn out. Well, I figured if I burn out, at least I burn out for Jesus. I didn't know, you know, that burnout was something that was real. I just knew I had a message that had to be communicated. And the message is our Lord. The name is Jesus. And so, that's what I did. In my parish, at Sacred Heart in North Quincy, I proclaimed the Lord Jesus Christ from 1979 to 1984, and longer maybe. I proclaimed the one who saved me, the one who changed me, the one who loved me. I proclaimed it. Little did I know that I'd be with you via the radio waves, proclaiming the great love of Christ for you. But let me tell you what. I began to preach and people began to invite me to proclaim the gospel in their parishes. So I went. And I received money as a result. And I knew the money wasn't mine. The money belonged to Jesus. So I saved it. And guess what? One day I thought, I've got all this money, maybe $3,000, from preaching the gospel. I'm going to see if I can get on radio for at least 3 months with the $3,000. And so I did. Called WEZE, went to visit them, told them I would like to start a radio program. They said, what's the name of it? I said, I don't know yet. Well, you're going to start very soon. I said, I'll get the name of it before I begin. And it was on a Thursday night in Quincy when I was celebrating Mass at St. Joseph's in Quincy for the prayer group that a young man came up to me, Andy, and said, what's the name of your broadcast? I said, Andy, I don't have any idea. He said, why don't you call it In Season and Out of Season? That's what you preach tonight. Oh, I said, Andy, it's it. And guess what? You're Andy. He said, of course I'm Andy. I said, no. You're Andrew. Andrew led Peter to Jesus. And you led me to the name of the broadcast, In Season and Out of Season. You're Andrew. My messenger, thank you very much. And guess what? Andrew had an electric shop where he sold tape recorders that could be listened to on radio and television. And so I went to his store, bought what I needed to get, and we started preaching the word of God. I had gained money from preaching. And we used that money. I said, we'll be on the radio maybe 3 months. But 3 months we'll proclaim the Lord Jesus. And it's been 41 years that we've been proclaiming the Lord Jesus. Isn't it wonderful? God knows how to multiply. He doesn't know how to divide. Division is of the devil. One against another. You against me and me against you, because you're not Catholic and I'm not Protestant. Division is of the devil. There's no time to be divided. There's only time to love each other and proclaim the gospel of Jesus. That's the time that we need. I'm not telling you this, that, and the other thing. You should be that. No, no. Let God do his work. I need to do what God tells me to do. I'm not going to criticize other people. I've got better things to do. But they're not Catholic, I tell you. I learn more from non-Catholics than I did from Catholics when it comes to the radio. I used to listen to Catherine Kuhlman. I'd be sitting listening to every word that she said on WROL. Oh, I listened every morning, I believe at 11:30, Monday through Friday, as she proclaimed Jesus. I was caught in the net of the Lord to proclaim the word of God. So what did I do? I started to go out because I had invitations to preach the word of God. And I did. And I received money for it and never spent a penny. I saved it. And I reached the goal of maybe $3,000. And I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go on radio with my $3,000. I'll be on the radio maybe a couple months, but at least I'll be proclaiming Jesus. And that's what happened. Now it's 41 years later. And it's the same thing. We're not paid. I'm not paid. My pay is to see people saved from hell. That's my pay. My pay is to see people filled with the Holy Spirit. That's my pay. My pay is to continue to proclaim the word of God in season and out of season. That's my pay. I don't need money. I have my own money. I get paid from the diocese. I don't need anything else. My job, my vocation, is to keep on telling people about how wonderful Jesus is. And you never come to an end of that. Never. Never. You could be the most eloquent preacher, but you'll never come to an end of how wonderful the Lord Jesus is. You never come to an end. And it's all about Jesus. St. Paul would say it. When I came to you, Corinthian community, I decided to know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified. Now, Paul could have learned, could have said a lot of other things. He was a learned man. He was a scholar taught by the great Gamaliel. That was his teacher, one of the greatest teachers of the time. But Paul said, when I came to you, Corinthian community, I decided to know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I said to myself, if it's good enough for Paul, it's good enough for me. That's my role, to proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ. Wherever I can, I'm going to tell you, some people would never, ever, ever, once I was invited to proclaim the gospel, and I guess I did in such a way that they said, never again am I going to have him come. But I did it once anyway. And what wonderful? I don't throw those people down. I did it once. At least I was able to preach to their people one time. Little did I know that radio would be the place where many people would come to know Christ. I didn't know that. I received money, and it wasn't my money. And that's why we came on radio. With the money I received, we'd be on for 3 months. And that's 41 years later. All the money that comes in, not a penny comes to me. We tithe, give 10% out every month. It's not my money. The first 10% belongs to God. The rest pays for radio. What? How did you know you're going to have enough money to pay for radio? I said, well, I knew that if I preached the Lord Jesus Christ, God would provide. And he did provide. And he does provide. It's very simple. Preach the Lord Jesus Christ, and everything will come out right. I don't get a penny. I don't need it. I'm a rich man. Oh, yes, I'm a rich man by the grace of God. I have a rich life. I'm not sick. I'm healthy. I can proclaim God's word. Oh, yes, I'm a rich man. Oh, I don't have $1 million. And you want to know what? I don't need $1 million. I've got enough. I don't want more. I got enough to keep me. God given it to me. That's why, you know, when people donate to in season and out of season, not a penny comes to me. I don't need it. If I needed it, that'd be another issue. I don't need it. I use that money to stay on radio and to go to new places so that the word of God would be sown in people's hearts. So simple. I tell you, this ministry worked because I'm not the president. The Lord Jesus Christ is the president of this organization. I'm just one of his followers, one who loves him. I get my answers from Jesus himself. When Jesus tells me, go on another station, I do. I say, where to? And something opens up. Oh, we were at Nantucket many years ago. It was a beautiful beach day. There was a woman who was reading a Christian book. I walked by the woman, and I said, you're reading a Christian book. Oh, she says, yes, we love Jesus. I said, isn't that wonderful? I love Jesus, too. I said, my name is Father Tom. I said, would you like to come to dinner to my house? And so I invited the Fehrenbachs to my house for dinner one day. I'm going to tell you the funny thing of it, that we had no stove. I had only a hot plate at that time. And I had to cook for several people with a hot plate. But it all got done. It all got done. That's all I had was a hot plate. And you know what? God will use what all you have. You don't have to have more. With what you have, God will use. And he'll use it well if you give it to him. If you don't give it to him, you're stuck with it yourself. You're just stuck with it yourself. I've learned not to be stuck with it. I've learned to give it to him. Because he's got better plans than I do. And things work out. When we started, I collected thousands of dollars from my friends. And the temptation was, let's use these thousands of dollars for radio. But the word of God said, you need to tithe your money, 10%. So I started to tithe. And money would come in. I never got on radio begging. I said, if God orders a T-bone steak, he pays for it. If he orders a hamburger, he pays for it. I need to know what he's ordering. That's what I need to know, because he's going to pay for it. Oh, I never had aspirations to go on all the world to proclaim the word of God, though I can now through the internet. My aspirations were for Boston. And you might say, why Boston? Well, let me tell you about that. There was a great conference at St. Louis, I believe, many years ago. And I felt that the Lord was leading me to that conference. And I went. nothing happened to me at that conference. It was in St. Louis. It was a Catholic Charismatic Conference. I was going home, boarding a plane. I was saying to Jesus, I went all the way to St. Louis for a conference, and nothing happened. And the Lord spoke to me after I complained. He said, your place is in Boston. I didn't know what that meant. But I said, okay, my place is in Boston. So that's what I've lived, to proclaim the word of God in Boston. If we have extra money, we go to other places. But we don't get into debt. I'm not into debt because then I'd have to say, oh, I need your money. I need it now. Oh, they're going to close me up. No. I use the money to proclaim the gospel, especially in Boston. Now on the internet, people can hear me all over the world. It's God's work, not my work. Things happen. How many times have people written to me and said to me, Father Tom, I was in the dumps. I snapped on the radio. I didn't even know you. And there you were, speaking to me. You didn't know me, I didn't know you. But you said something that untied me from being bound. He said, I've got to listen to this guy. Isn't that wonderful? I didn't know that. The Lord says, keep on telling people how wonderful Jesus is, and I'll do wonderful things for them. It's so simple. If I were the head of a diocese, I would make sure we were on radio every place to proclaim Jesus. Jesus is greater than the diocese. Jesus gave a commission. Go into the whole world and preach the gospel, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. I remember a bishop saying to me, you're talking about the whole world. He says, it's all about Boston. I thought, oh, I start in Boston. But Jesus gave me bigger than Boston. He said, go into the whole world and preach the gospel. The bishop didn't like what I was saying, but I wasn't going to fight with him. I told him what I believed, and that's all I did. It's not only, I love Boston. My primary proclamation is in Boston. But if God opens the doors to other places, I'm going. Not because I want to make a name for myself, but because I want people to come to know Jesus. That's so simple. And you know what? It's the end of the year. And you're listening. And my question to you is, do you know Jesus? Not all do you know about him. No, that's not what I'm asking you. Do you know him? Do you know him? He wants you to know him. He wants to become so loving in your life that you turn no place else but to him. How do I get to know Jesus? Oh, it's so simple. You tell a kindergarten kid, and they can do it. Jesus is telling you in his word, I stand at the door and knock. Anyone who opens the door, I will come in and dine with him. The only thing you need to do is to let him in. How do you let him in? Here I am. Lord, I hear you knocking on the door. Come into my heart. Forgive my sins. Give me a new life in the power of the Holy Spirit. So simple. So simple. And what happens after that? Great things begin to happen. God removes boulders from your life so that you can proclaim the love of Jesus. My question to you is, are you proclaiming him? You see, people that got the experience of the Holy Spirit in the New Testament, the first thing they went out to do was to tell others. Don't be a closet Christian. Let your word come out. But not only your word. Love the people that you're preaching to, that you're telling to. Love them. Let them know you care. Not only that you preach, but you care for their well-being and for their eternal salvation. See, people don't know that anymore. That the eternal salvation is what needs to be confronted. That for eternity, we'll either be in heaven or in hell. It's a message that saves people from hell. The name of Jesus, the cross of Jesus, the blood of the Lamb, the one who died and was buried and rose from the dead. It's a message that changes lives. And it needs to be proclaimed. And in Advent, we proclaim it for the coming of the baby. In what they call new regular time, I don't even remember what it's called. What is it called? What kind of time? Well, anyway, I know what it is. It's like regular time, but it's not regular. Say it again?
Ordinary.
No, ordinary time, I proclaim Jesus. During Lent, I proclaim Jesus. In Easter, I proclaim Jesus. At Pentecost, I proclaim Jesus. Coming all again back to the fall, proclaiming the Lord Jesus. You see, I have Anthony with me. Now, Anthony I love very much. But if his heart didn't burn for Jesus, he'd never be on this radio station with me. He'd never be on. But he's got a heart that burns for Jesus. So I say, two is better than one. Proclaim. He can reach people I'll never be able to reach, especially young people. Oh, yes. But you see, I'm not going to get a company man to be with me. You know what a company man is? A man that's institutional only. I'm institutional, but more than that. I'm Holy Ghost led by grace. I believe in the institution. I believe that Jesus established one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I believe it. I know it. That's why I'm a Catholic. But my proclamation is the proclamation of St. Paul. This Jesus, St. Peter said, whom you crucified, God has raised up to be both Lord and Messiah. Paul said to the Corinthian community, I decided to know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified when I came to you, people of Corinth. It is so simple. I get so upset when I hear a preacher say, I don't know what to preach. We can always preach Jesus. He's infinite. The proclamation of Jesus would never come to an end. There's always something to tell people about Jesus. But you got to know him. If you don't know him, you can't do it. I didn't tell you got to know about him. I know about Abraham Lincoln. I never met the fellow. I know Jesus, and I've met him by God's grace. I know him, and I love him. He loves me far more. I want to love him to the end, until I die and more. But you see, my proclamation is about the one I love. That's what my proclamation is. It's the church's message. The message of the church is salvation through Christ the Lord. That's why I preach, that people would be saved from hell. No, people don't want to talk about hell anymore. I tell you, Jesus talked more about hell than he did about heaven. I don't want to see one person going to the fires of hell. I want people to be saved by the blood of the Lamb. I want people to come to know and experience the risen Christ. I want people to be filled with the Pentecostal experience of the Holy Spirit. You have not, because you asked not. It's the end of the year. What are you asking for? I want more of the Holy Spirit. It's the end of the year. What are you asking for? Open new doors for the proclamation of the gospel. It's the end of the year. What are you asking for? Help me to love the people that hear my voice, that they know not only a proclamation, but that someone cares about them. I just learned those three things. I didn't know them. I got to listen to this again. Because I just said something that I need to know. And, you know, that often happens to the preacher. I say things that I never knew that I knew. But when I say them, I say, my heavens, I never heard that before. I never said that before. It's the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Spirit, not me. You just have to be open to the gift of the Spirit. And so I say to you, you are loved with an everlasting love. As the year closes, the Lord thinks you're the best. Give him your heart today. Give him your soul today. Give him your life today. Give him your sins today. Go to confession. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.